Federal CIO Vivek Kundra is pushing to get rid of your work-issued smartphones and laptops. Vivek Kundra saying he wants the government to set aside money that would help you pay for your own device. Then you could use it at work and you could use it at home, too. A couple of agency CIOs have bought into this idea, saying it makes a more sustainable model available to government, but making it a reality could be tough, especially when it comes to cybersecurity. Ed Marr is Vice President for Healthcare Strategy at CSC's North American Public Sector Group, also former CIO at the Interior Department. Ed, I was so excited when I knew you were going to be on the show today. I could hardly stand it.
Come on. I can hardly believe that, Francis. All the people, exciting people that you interview.
It really is great to talk to you, Ed. I was at the event last Friday, the AFSEA Bethesda event, where Vivek first started talking about this. There were some folks that were saying this is the best idea they've ever heard. Most of them were agency people who didn't have to worry about the cybersecurity implication. What do you think about this concept?
Well, I think it's, first of all, I think it's a great idea, and its time has come. I think the military has been experimenting with this now for several years, and I think they've begun to prove the case that you can do this. But I just think the notion of getting out there, especially on handheld devices, your smartphones and the like, and bringing that into the environment, is just an idea whose time has come. I mean, 90% of all Americans have their own cell phone, and that's 300 million people, and worldwide it's fairly phenomenal. I saw an interesting statistic the other day that most Americans have their cell phone within arm's reach 19 hours a day. So, you know, it's a fairly ubiquitous device, and taking advantage of that and all its uses is just an obvious choice. And there are a few issues that need to be resolved, but I just think it's an idea whose time has come.
One of the things that Vivek was talking about at this event that AFSEA was hosted last week, and where this first came up, was the idea of giving everybody a stipend. And that seemed to be something that was a little bit of a sticking point, because in a time of budget austerity, where you come up with X number of dollars to be able to do that, where you come up with, the number he threw out there was $2,000 to give to every federal employee as a stipend to go out and acquire this technology that they're going to use. That seemed to be the major sticking point from my end. Are there security implications, though, when I bring in a cell phone from one provider that's a certain model, and you bring in a different one, and it's a different provider, and it's a different model, and it's a different this or that or the other? Or are we at a point where virtualization is sufficient to overcome that mix of different kinds of suppliers and so on?
No, it's still an issue. Heinz 57 flavors of platforms and what have you does cause problem. That managing all of that diversity does cause a problem. But I think what will happen eventually over time is that there'll be a handful of platforms that will win out, and people will be encouraged to, you know, as they get a new phone, be encouraged to move to some of those platforms. There is a management issue around all of this, as the folks in the DoD have found out. Their mHealth project has been a large success, but they have issues that you've got to deal with, and security and privacy are one of them. It's a great idea, but you need to solve the problems to make sure that you're not opening holes and vulnerabilities into your networks or into your data. So, you know, but there are technologies and there are approaches to doing that. Managing that, you know, is going to cost. It's going to have an expense, but I think overall they will find those solutions. They will, you know, limit the number of choices. It can't be all 57 varieties. It's going to have to be a smaller number of those, and I think that just will evolve over time.
Well, that's the thing that struck me, because when Vivek talked about this, he was talking about not just phones, but any kind of mobile device and even laptops. And I'm just thinking of the poor IT shops at the agencies,
right,
Seeing 37,000 different kinds of devices. I mean, there are iPads all over the federal government. And now the iPad 2 is out. Theoretically, there is a little bit of a difference in the way those operate because of the capabilities that you have to be aware of. And we haven't even gotten into any of the Android-based tablets.
Right.
And that's only one kind of technology. So the logistical situation here, you're talking about management challenges, and I imagine just the logistics of trying to manage all of them and decide these are okay and these aren't okay and all of those kinds of things would be enough to drive somebody nuts.
Well, it is, but I think what he said in his speech there is that looking at what we do today drives people nuts and has immense cost. So, having to, you know, the ads, deletes, the changes, lost devices, keeping a single image on a device, is quite difficult. Whereas there are, I mean, technology is advancing quite rapidly, obviously, and there are ways to segment a machine, any kind of a machine. I mean, if you think about it, you know, a smartphone today, I heard someone say, you know, we went to the moon, NASA went to the moon on less computing power than we have in our average smartphone today. And so, you know, you do have the capability. It just needs to be focused. And I guess, you know, I think the business case will be made. There'll be pilots and there'll be, test cases for this to see what those, centralization and standardization things are, what they cost and how do you manage this kind of a network. But I think, it's one of those things where, when you do look at some rough order magnitude numbers, it's intuitively obvious that this is a viable approach.
The panel, in addition to Vivek at this event, consisted of Roger Baker, you know him well, of course, at VA, and Richard Spires at the Homeland Security Department. They both were on board with this idea. Is this something that you think is going to be pretty popular throughout the tech community and government, despite all the logistical things that we've talked about?
Yes, I do. First of all, Roger has, and so has Richard, has said, you know, it's one thing to be dealing with 50-year-old plus people with gray hair, but when you're dealing with 20-year-old, 25-year-old folks, they're just stunned that we aren't already there, that we're not already doing business this way.
Mm-hmm.
You really do need to keep in mind that we have users and customers that need to be taken care of, and they've grown up with these devices. I saw a great cartoon recently where a baby in a bassinet in a maternity ward is texting, and it's OMG, I just got born. So, you know, it's that kind of an environment that these customers have expectations and which will rapidly turn into demands. So while we may say, geez, this is different from how we've done it in the past, we better quickly get over ourselves and figure out how we do it today and how we will do it in the future. It's not a matter of should we do this. It's a matter now, I think, of how we do it.
You called an agency's own employees customers, and the next time you're on, we're out of time. I'd love to talk about it now, but next time you're on, we should talk about that some more and what that mindset means for managing not just in IT and government, but all kinds of management across the agencies. Great to talk to you as always, Ed.
Thanks, Francis. Happy